Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I went to the filming of some top comedy last night, live at the Apollo, which they show eventually on BBC One. I had a really good time. I took Unlucky Gary with me as his present, really, for the phone call that we made to him yesterday, where we may have said that we were solicitors from McFly. And he was, well, he was still sweating about it when I saw him at 7 o'clock. He gets very flustered. But it was good. He was still getting flustered, though, because they kept pointing the camera in his direction. Sweat was dripping off him, bless. Not because he was Unlucky Gary. Oh, look, it's Unlucky Gary! Quick, get a camera on him! It was more like they just take shots of the audience laughing. And he was laughing quite a lot, so they decided to put a camera in front of him. He doesn't like that. Who else was on? Lee Mack, Rich Hall, Kevin Bridges, Jack Whitehall. I think I got a good show there, really. And some other newer people who I don't remember their names. Sorry. Do you want to know which celebrities were there, Becky?
Yeah, go on.
There's always some in the audience.
Were they good ones or rubbish ones, though?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say they were rubbish ones, are they?
Well, there's a certain level of celebrity like that I'd put you at. And
then okay.
Are they better celebrities than you or worse celebrities than you?
Generally better.
Okay,
well,
I'll
you decide okay.
Whether they're a better celebrity than you or not. By
all
the
right.
way, your middle button's coming out so I can see your button. Belly button.
Okay. Good.
Right, okay. So you're the base level of celebrity. Well, you're not the lowest, but... Okay, right.
I'll
play
there,
higher
though.
Or lower with you.
Okay. Ian Beale.
Better celebrity.
Yeah. But...
Just because more people, I think, would recognise him.
Absolutely. Yeah. But no
but I'm
one
not
knows
sure
him.
About Adam Wood yet. I'm
well,
not
no,
sure if
no,
he's not on the celeb scene, is he? Like, Ian, you'll be like, wee!
Yeah. Kevin Bridges went, and we got Adam Wood yet in the audience, and everyone just went, who? And then he went, Ian Beale!
That's exactly it. So Ian is higher, but
yeah.
I mean, Adam, he just sort of turns
But there's no out. Need for his proper name ever.
No.
He's always just Ian Beale. Someone else... Who used to be in Coronation Street, but didn't get her name. Couldn't remember her name.
Okay.
Probably
still better...
Cilla of Coronation Street. That's it, Cilla.
Better celebrity, I reckon.
Really, though?
Yeah, because in Corrie.
Okay, Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Oh, that's a hard one. Mm. I'd say you're about the same level.
Thanks.
Would you, the one that doesn't speak, who's the better celebrity? I can't...
I enjoy this game.
You're a celebrity or not. I think you're about the same level.
Donald McIntyre.
Lower.
Really?
Yeah. His investigations are like years ago.
Okay. And finally, Nicky Chapman of Pop Idol. Really careful what you say. Also, I've got an issue with her.
She's
she has
quite
some very,
powerful, isn't she?
She has some very noisy crisps.
Did she?
Well, someone around her, if it wasn't her, was eating them very noisily.
What would you say? What do you think?
Nicky Chapman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's big in daytime TV.
Is she still?
Yeah.
She's not been on for a while, though,
I
is she?
I think she has, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll say better then. Definitely. So everyone there, apart from Donald McIntyre, better. Brilliant.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were
No, it's absolutely fine. I don't play the celebrity game.
I never thought I'd compare you, put you on the same level as Anthony Worrell Thompson, but I quite like the thought of it.
It was good fun in the... there was like a...
No, I don't know. I'm not that sort of thought of it.
There's like a...
Like a Harry Hill TV burp. Maybe we need to have like some sort of TV burp type fight between you and Worrell Thompson
yeah.
to see who's better.
It was brilliant in the bar because I so wanted to go up to Ian Beale and say hello. Just because it's Ian Beale. But I didn't. Because then I had to call him by his real name, and that would have spoiled it for me. Because it's Ian, isn't it? Anyway, I enjoyed that game. Let's do that every time I go out to something where there are other celebrities.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Broken Arrow by Pixie Lott and Broken Radio 1 Phone System by Scott Mills. I had a proper diva stop then. Stupid phones!
I've never seen you so angry. You actually...
Why can't I dial out on it?
You can now, I've reset it.
Oh.
It is off the 80s, that phone system.
Really is. Time to get a new one, Radio 1. I even did that thing where you go... Like, that's going to make it work.
That's not going to help it.
Really not.
I don't think Anthony Worrell Thompson would behave like that if his phone didn't work, would
well,
he?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe that puts him slightly ahead of you in the...
The phone system is so old, I revert to a really old-school way of...
Oh, yes, like when you can... You know the pulse dialing? That. When you can do that to actually dial the number on the hanging up button.
Hello? Is this Wembley 222? I might as well just hold the thing up to my ear off the olden days. Jeez. Right, oh, have we got someone on? Apparently our 80s phone system works out there. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Justine off of Kendall.
All right, Justine, what are you saying?
Donal McIntyre was on Dancing on Ice, so he's way higher than you on the list.
Oh.
All right.
He was the only one you were better than, Scott.
Mm. Oh, well.
Sorry, but he is much higher than you. He was really good on Dancing on Ice.
So when you go on Dancing on Ice, that makes you a big celeb, does it?
It absolutely boosts you right up the ratings.
Oh, I might try that one day. Oh, no, I went for an audition.
He's not a bit better than you. He's loads better.
Right, OK. Thanks for pointing that out. Give me a high five.
High five. I can't on my phone, sorry.
Oh, is yours off the 80s as well?
No, it's too new.
Oh, yeah, whatever, yeah. There we are, there's one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Am I starting to sound a little bit like I've got a peg on my nose, like a little bit less now, because it's been a while that I've been like, hello, there's Scott Mills here. Sounding a bit better today?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Did you go to the doctors or just blew your nose?
Just blew my nose, yeah. Normally I would go to the doctors for that, though.
I know you would,
Ah, do you know what? I'm finding there's so much to watch on TV right now, aren't you?
I just haven't got time for it. Like, last night I managed to get The Inbetweeners, but I didn't watch Spooks, because I didn't have time.
There's so much good stuff on.
I know, and Gossip Girl's back on, well, it's been on already, but obviously I'm excited about this week's one.
Hmm. Oh, it's been on already?
Yeah, and Nigella starts on Thursday.
Oh, God, there's so much.
I love her and her fairy lights.
Does it stress you out a little bit that there's so much to watch?
Yes, because my thing, like you were talking about yesterday, my thing's filling up massively. Yeah.
I've got about 300 episodes of Judge Judy, because I seriously...
Why did you do that?
Well, because I watched it once, and I was
but
like, oh, I quite like
same.
This again.
That's like taping Jeremy Kyle.
I know it's quite old, it's quite 90s to
the
watch Judge Judy.
Well, plain F.
But I got into one, and I was like, oh, I can't want to watch this again. But I didn't realise how much it was on.
Was it the one about the shoes? There's always one about
shoes.
Yeah,
always. So I'm going to delete them tonight, I think. Right, so you know when you record something, you think, well, where's the time to watch this? Mm. And one of my friends has the solution. She just watches everything fast.
Hey?
Like with box sets of stuff, she'll watch them on a higher speed so she can get through them quicker. Because she's a very busy person like yourself. So, I mean, she watched all of the last series of 24 box set.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah. So they don't take as long to watch. But you still get to see them. You experience the drama, but in less time.
And also, you get to the plot bits better, faster.
And some machines, you can put them to, like, plus two.
Mine goes to 64.
Is it?
Yeah.
Some of them you don't get sound on, but some of them you do. Like my DVD player, you can get the sound as well.
I don't think I'd get sound on 64, because it would be like...
Yeah. But you can put them up to like plus two, plus six, or even plus 30. I think that might be a bit too fast. She doesn't watch them in plus 30. But she often go plus two, plus four, plus six. Now, just to give you an idea of what watching programmes and films might be like faster, just to see if you want to get into this, because it does save you time and there's so much to watch. Got the really emotional bit here from Jerry Maguire, which I also possess on DVD. So I might watch this tonight. And this is the You Complete Me bit. Girls love this. There they are. They've got ice cream on the go. Glass of wine.
Do you have to eat that at double speed or like speed that up as well?
Like, yeah, just like neck a whole
tub. You get a whole
tub.
Yeah. I've done four tubs of Chunky Monkey. And I couldn't do it, but it would be amazing.
So this is what it's like in my friend's house when she's watching a film.
We live in a cynical world. A cynical world. And we work in a business of tough competitors. I love you. You complete me. Not just...
Shut up. You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
So you're still getting the drama there.
Do you feel you have to concentrate a little bit more?
Yeah. But once...
You can't do...
I think it's one of those things that, like, once you train your ear to it, you'll be able to actually hear it.
I don't think any of the romance is lost in that, do you?
No, not at all. Still think it's a beautiful moment.
There's
still
a little bit of a tear in my eye.
See if any of the jokes are lost when you're watching your Jimmy Carr DVD a bit faster.
Oh, I'm Jimmy Carr. Being here is a dream come true. Only this time I've got trousers on and you're not zombie penguins. Live at the Apollo, my friends could see me now. Well, they could have, they should have booked tickets. They do edit a lot of stuff on TV. I mean, that bit earlier where I told you how to get out paying the licence fee. They'll probably cut that.
Saves a lot of time. And the audience laughed faster too. And now the X Factor faster.
The winner of the X Factor 2009 is...
Come on!
Joe!
Even on plus four, that was still a massive pause, Dermot.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Claire's been on, one of our listeners. Hi, Claire. Last week, she was watching Justin Lee Collins. You know those shows where he was trying out different things? He tried to be... The one I saw recently, he was trying to be like an expert bowler in America. Bowling champion.
Did he get his own jacket?
Had his own ball.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's when you know it's serious. And then he was trying out being in a West End musical. This was on ages ago on Sky, but it's one of those shows that just gets repeated all the time. It was on Sky 3 last week, which is where Claire saw it. Now, I'm hoping that Justin gets repeat fees for these shows because they are on quite a lot. A bit like my episode of Most Haunted from back in the day. Still on sometimes.
You've made millions out of that, haven't you?
No, I don't get repeat fees.
Oh.
Just the one-off. Claire particularly enjoyed it because, as we know, Justin is from Bristol and this was the West End show that he was trying out for.
I set myself 3 weeks to achieve it and I'm down to two already. But I've got a lead. The musical Chicago has a tradition of using guest performers in their cast and they've agreed to see me tomorrow.
Now, there is something good about the way Bristol folk say Chicago.
I love it.
I loves it.
Next day, and the Collins family are trying to block out the fact that I'm expecting an important phone call from the producers of Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. You can do it better than me. Listen to this.
I'm in. I got the part. I got the part. I'm in Chicago.
You got the part in Chicago?
That's a double.
He got the part in Chicago.
I'm in. I got the part. I got the part. I'm in Chicago.
Hello to all our Bristol listeners. I'm not mocking you. I just like it.
I want extra points for a double one there.
Okay.
Thank God you come from Bristol. Because you are familiar with ours.
We love an R.
Yes, we love an R.
Yeah.
We love an R. And General American does have an R.
An R.
At least he admits it.
He loves an R.
It might have helped this if he obviously it helped with his accent then if he's in Chicago.
I'll never remember the words. I'll never remember the words. I'll need weeks of learning the words because I'm terrible at learning words.
Words. Oh, listen to this. His little boy Archie.
Will you come and see Dad on the stage in Chicago?
No, because I got lots of work.
He must be really young.
Cute.
He's really young. That's
I'm officially going to be in the musical Chicago.
Yes, there's another one.
If you haven't seen it, it's based in Chicago in the 1920s.
Is it? I never knew that. I never knew where it was set before. Wow, I've learnt there.
Tonight's performance of Chicago the Musical has begun. My run in Chicago lasts for just three performances over 2 days.
Anyway, thanks, Claire, for pointing this out, the Chicago's.
Can I just hear Archie's excuse as to why he can't go to the musical one more time?
Not
it's so
a
sweet.
Problem.
Will you come and see Dad on the stage in Chicago?
No, because I got lots of work.
He's about three.
I know.
Too busy, Dad.
Quite a lot of Chicago's, as Claire pointed out.
The musical Chicago has a tradition of using guest performers in their cast, and they've agreed to see me tomorrow.
I'm in, I got the part, got the part, got the part.
I'm officially going to be in the musical Chicago. Chicago the musical. The musical Chicago.
I'm in, I got the part, I got the part, I'm in Chicago. I got the part, got the part. Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago?
If you haven't seen it, it's based in Chicago.
Chicago?
My run in Chicago lasts for just three performances over 2 days.
Will you come and see Dad on the stage in Chicago?
No, because I got lots of work.
Every time. Actual Justin Lee Collins was at the Mark Ronson gig in Bristol last night. That's from another Claire. Brilliant. If you want to see Justin and all his Chicago's again, it's on Sky 3, Saturday at 9 p.m.
Again.
Again, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Do you remember Hannah? Who used to work here? She was my wife for a while.
You're what? I know Hannah who used to work here, but I didn't
know. Yeah, I was married to her for a bit. She texted me last night. I've not heard from her for a while.
Did you get married?
Well, here's the thing.
When were you married?
We were on holiday once, okay?
Oh, my God, did you get married in Vegas?
No. I'd love that, but no.
That would have been so you. I'm not particularly Hannah, but very you.
Very me. Drive through. Anyway, so we ended up doing an interview for the Arabic version of Hello magazine. Because they asked me if I'd do an interview. So I said, of course. And for some reason, when the interviewer turned up, she was like, so, can we just have a couple of pictures of you two? The happy couple or something? I was like, oh, okay. For some reason, the interviewer assumed that we were married. So we had to have pictures kind of like holding hand with one hand on top of the other.
Have you still got this magazine?
Yeah, Hannah's got it.
That would be amazing.
Because she actually put on her text, remember me, your ex-wife, last night. And it's reminded me of our time being married, but not. So they just assumed on the interview we were married, so we just went along with it. And actually, I can recommend it. If you're on holiday with somebody, try it. Even if you're not, particularly if you're not going out with them, try pretending that you're on honeymoon. It works. Because we went along with it for a couple of days afterwards, after it was put in our mind by this interviewer.
So not only are you married, you're now on honeymoon?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if you're married and on holiday, you just sit across dinner not really talking to each other.
No, we decided that we just got married after the interview.
Oh, so you're still at
in
the
Arabic,
kind of
hello.
Gazing lovingly
yes.
into each other's eyes. And
if you do that, I'm telling you, people do treat you differently.
Did you,
No.
I'm glad you said no so quickly, because I can't whistle and I was going to go, woo-hoo, and I couldn't, so I'm glad you said.
Seriously, try it. You have a great time. I'm not saying about getting free stuff, obviously that would be wrong, but everyone just showers you with love when you're on your honeymoon, especially the hotel staff. They love it. I mean, you have to go through the motions a bit. Me and Hannah are at a sometimes gate. What? No.
I thought you said you didn't.
No, just role play. That's all you have to
hey.
Do.
You're just making it worse.
I mean, do you not do role play? Have you never done that?
No, I think this is weird.
No, you have to go through the motions a bit. Like, sometimes you will sit in the hotel bar gazing into each other's eyes a bit, even though you're not really that into each other.
I think it would be weird if I did it with my boyfriend, and we're not even married, but it would be weird to pretend we were. Are you saying not to do it with him, but to do it with like a friend?
Do it with a friend, it's
so, like,
much
Gemma,
more
if
fun.
If I go on holiday with Gemma upstairs, we pretend that we're on our honeymoon.
Yes!
And people will love that.
Get yourself a drink with two straws.
What, me and Gemma
yeah.
looking lovingly into each other's
uh-huh.
eyes, pretending we're on honeymoon.
They will love you, I'm telling you. Oh, two girls got married, nice. They will love it. Not so much in the place where me and Hannah went, but don't try it there. Yeah, but generally, in a lot of hotels, they will love it.
So you're not doing it for free stuff, you're just doing it for attention.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's fun to pretend to be on honeymoon. Try it. I bet other people have done it. If you have, 8199. Or is it just me again?
Podcast.
Let's learn. Coxopedia is on every day at 5:15-ish on Radio 1, and you learn something new every single day. You know what they say, knowledge is power, and the person providing that knowledge is Sarah Cox.
Feel my power. Go on, feel it. Squeeze it. Squeeze the power. Poke it. Sorry.
Yesterday.
Hi.
Hello. Yesterday was hard with the bog snorkeling.
Oh, it was tricky. I mean, I knew about bog snorkeling. I just hadn't thought about it for a while.
Because you can't revise everything.
No, I mean, all the facts, eventually, they start to unearth. It's a bit like, you know, when you see a mole come up from underground and first there's like just the earth moves a bit and then the nose peeks through and then it's the face. You go, it's a mole. That's kind of what happens in my brain with the knowledge. It like pokes up through my brain.
Okay, well, let's have another go. And let's speak to Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Hiya.
You're hi, right. Ralph.
Hiya.
You're through to Sarah Cox.
Wow.
Ready to be educated?
Very much so.
Okay, sounds ready.
Yeah, very ready.
Where are you, Ralph?
I'm in Cardiff today.
Ooh.
Today?
I'm off of Isleworth.
Home of Sky TV.
Mm-hmm.
And not much else.
Beautiful
and
part of the world.
Works.
You what?
There's a big sewage works.
Okay, then, Sky TV and sewage works.
Is that a clue? Are we talking sewage today? Because I've got no problem doing that. I've been doing
no.
it for 10 years on this very station. Latvian bell ringing, Ralph. Ring any bells with you? Is that today's subject?
Doesn't sound familiar, no.
Your sea monkey and how to train it. Yes, any good?
Nope.
Oh, I was on gone past 11. I missed Corey revising that last night.
Hit us with your subject, Ralph.
Bruce Forsyth.
Ah. Traps go!
Bruce Forsyth. Well, here's a story. Bruce was born to celebrity parents Jimmy Tarbuck and Delia Smith. He was born in 1382. Bruce, when he came out, some babies come out to breech, which is sort of legs first. Some come out through cesarean, but Bruce came out chin first. And that's how he's got his famous chin today, because it took four midwives to get hold of his large chin and to pull, push Delia, push Delia. And they dragged him out by his chin. He came out, he was completely naked, as all babies are at birth, apart from what's that on his feet? It's tap dancing shoes. And he tapped his way out of the delivery room. Since then, he's made his name with having a big chin and going like that quite a lot. These days, he goes out with the lovely Tess Dolly, who he dances about with on telly, and then he makes her spin round and wear dresses. Bruce Forsyth is what's known as a TV legend. We can't get enough of him playing golf, hanging about, bit of mild sexism. He's great. Vernon Kay kind of sees himself as the next Bruce, but without the chin instead. He's got kind of floppy hair. He also, it seems, to knock about a lot with that Tiss Dally, who's a very pretty lady from some Norway. Oh, okay.
I wanted to know more about Tiss Dolly from Norway.
Yeah, she's
a buzzer went off. Mm. Cheers. How do you feel about that, Ralph?
Well, I didn't know much about her apart from 40 of those. Okay.
40 of those.
That's part of his exercise routine.
I love that.
40 of those.
40 of those.
Okay, Ralph, now you know everything you could possibly ever need to know about actual Bruce Forsyth.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So if you've had one of those days where, you know, when you wake up and you think, oh, God, it's all going to go wrong today, and then it does. Now, this is for you. Loads of people on the text saying, yeah, not had a best day today, really. Craig off of Fulham, worst day in the world. Please hurry up with what's going to cheer me up. And Phil's been on in Swindon. Hurry up, I've had a bad day. Okay, right. So if everything has gone wrong today, your day hasn't been as bad as what you're about to hear. Okay, so last night in Australia, it was Australia's Next Top Model, the final big occasion in Australia. It's like one of the most watched shows there. And they've just announced the winner. And here she is doing her winner's speech.
I just want to thank the runners up. They've been amazing. And all the girls for keeping me on my toes. I want to thank the crew and the judges and Sarah. Without them, there'd be no show. And
yeah, so she's the winner of Australia's Next Top Model. It's all going very well. But it's only fair, and they always do this on these shows, and it's right that they have a word with the runner-up as well, and she's very gracious about it.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to, you know, Granada Media and Foxtel. Thank you to all the judges for helping us out. And thank you to all my fans for supporting me.
Ah, so they're all loved up. It's all fine, all good. And then this happens.
Oh my God! I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this.
Now that's the presenter, whose name is Sarah. Becky.
Well, someone hasn't fallen over. Has someone's top fallen down?
I'll play you some more.
No. I'm so sorry about this. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say.
Oh, she's done.
That's the presenter still. Feels a bit sick about this.
She's got it wrong. Has she?
Let's find out.
This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was fed to me wrong.
Oh, my God.
I love it. She's straight there blaming someone else. It was fed to me wrong.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was fed to me wrong.
Oh my God.
The presenter has announced the wrong winner.
But they've done their speeches already.
Yes. And then So the girl who thought she won Australia's Next Top Model, but hasn't, now consoles the presenter.
Oh, God. This is what happens when you have live TV, folks. I'm so sorry. This is insane.
It's fine. Okay, I'm not the winner now. That's fine. Sorry, it's live TV.
It's fine. I didn't want to win anyway.
I didn't want to win.
It's really not fine, though, is it? You could hear the audience going...
Yeah. Brilliant. After they'd done their speeches and everything. Anyway, if you had a bad day, hope that cheered you up a bit.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Ah, right. Do you know what? There is an album for every situation now. Have you noticed this? If you look at the compilation charts, there is an album for just about everything that you do. A soundtrack for every possible activity.
Well, no, there's ones for, like, Christmas and kind of...
No, there's stuff for, like, albums for every single thing now.
Is there?
Yeah. Anything you can do... You can now listen to music accompaniment, thanks to these albums.
Right.
Look at the compilation charts. There's hundreds of them. Now, I'll play a little game with you, okay? I've got some tracks from some albums here.
Okay.
Okay, so you listen to them, and you tell me what they all have in common.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start with the first album, yeah?
Okay, and I've got to guess what I'll be doing, or what I'm meant to be doing when I'm listening to these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Show me. Next one. If you're fond of
sand dunes, it's something quite relaxed, isn't it?
This is on like a million different Ibiza albums, but it's not that.
Because when I heard Chill Me, I thought I might be getting dressed, but now I think I might be going to bed.
So, next track.
I think I'm going to bed.
Next one. And then a proper curveball at this one here. What would you most likely to be listening to? Goodbye, Mr. A by the Hoosiers.
I think I'm in my house, but I don't know what I'm doing more than that. I thought I was getting up and then I thought I was going to bed, so I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you what they all have in common. All those songs I just played are perfect to have a dinner party to.
Are they?
Uh-huh. That's the Come Dine With Me Presents Dinner Party Songs album.
Oh, I think some of them you'd get indigestion.
Mm. Goodbye, Mr. A's a bit fast.
Yeah.
You would definitely get indigestion. Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. A. Imagine that while you're having your prawn cocktail.
Maybe that's what you're meant to play when they're coming in. But I wouldn't want that when I was trying to... No, I don't like
that. Okay, you ready for your next album?
Yeah.
What situation are you in here? When I wake up...
I'm walking or hiking. I'm exercising.
Okay. This might change my mind.
I'm still exercising.
Okay, same album.
Yes, I'm working out.
It's a workout album, yeah?
This is where I'm looking at my guns in the mirror. No.
So you've got Milkshake and Ignition on the same album.
Am I doing it? I don't know. You can't have an album that like that. What am I doing?
That's right, it's Have It Off, the album.
Is it? No, it's not.
No, it's not. They haven't done that one yet. I might do that one. Scott Mills presents Have It Off. No, that. That one.
What's
there
that?
Is 101 barbecue songs.
Of course. Why would you want... Oh. If, why would you want Ignition at your barbecue?
Why would you want Macarena at your barbecue? There's some high-powered record industry bosses, like, sat there in some meeting, like...
What would go well with...
Now, what? Okay, think about, right, you're having a barbecue, right? What song really, really goes with the barbecue? When I wake up... What? Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. How is that a barbecue song?
I like this game. What's the next one?
Next one. Here's your next album.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play.
I'm on an American road trip.
Yeah, I thought American anthems.
Yeah,
but then this one crops up again. God.
It's a joke one. You've put this one on all of them.
Nope. It's on this one, though. And then... And then... What are you doing now?
I still think I might be on a road trip. But Goodbye Mr. A threw me.
Yeah, I know. Well, it threw us the last time, didn't it? So, that you're right. Top Gear anthems.
Yes.
Seriously hot driving music. But
how do the Hoosiers get?
Well,
they might.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're at the roundabout.
Goodbye Mr. A is suitable for having a dinner party and driving.
Goodbye Mr. A!
Could we do one more?
What, it's like... Well, perfect. Every time you go to the drive-thru, you have to play the Hoosiers.
Yeah. One more.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, baby. I want to break free.
Oh, I'm doing
gay
something
icons.
I don't want to do.
What are you
what
doing?
What don't I want to do? Oh, girl, just wanna fly. Maybe I do like it.
What are you doing?
Can't touch this. This.
Eating again.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I'm not.
With a kid.
You're not having it off again, don't
no.
worry.
Boiled or fried.
I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing?
I get my kids.
I thought I was bored at the start, and then now I'm asking him about his eggs.
Housework.
Oh, I'm hoovering and stuff.
Yeah. 101 housework songs, that.
Well, that'll make the time fly.
Mm.
We need to get on board with this.
I really want to know who makes the decisions of the tracks to put on these albums.
Well, I think it's a bit willy-nilly. I think we need to do one.
I might do Songs to Mow Your Lawn to. Or is that too specific?
No, well, the Songs to Barbecue to is as specific as Lawn Mower.
Okay, Lawn Mower, the album.
We need to think of something that everybody does and then we can do the album for it.
Got any? Think about it.
Yeah.
Showers? Having a shower?
Going to the loo.
Yes, Going to the Loo, the
songs
album.
To.
That's brilliant. Should we do that?
Yeah, Songs to Poo To.
Songs to Poo To.
It's better if you have a bit of noise, isn't it? Because then you don't feel so embarrassed.
Yeah. And then, obviously, if it goes
do
well...
Do you think people... We have to work on the title, because otherwise
people
won't buy it.
No, it's a brilliant title.
But people won't buy it.
No, because then it'll be Christmas, Songs to Poo To Too. Think about it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we've got a brand new album on our hands here. We need to rush this out for Christmas, Becla.
I think we can work it. The tracks are coming in thick and fast.
Songs to Poo Too. Here's the first one.
Is it wrong that I find this so funny?
Track two. And then, naturally...
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I've never seen you laugh so much.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.